Researchers have been looking at what changes might take place in the production of electricity in Wisconsin in order to see big drops in carbon dioxide emissions. Those big declines are needed, say the experts, to reduce climate change, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Governor Tony Evers wants to have net zero greenhouse gas emissions across the state economy by 2050. That would mean big cuts to air pollutants, with the remaining carbon emissions being harmlessly absorbed by the atmosphere, forests, and so on. Andrew Kell is a policy analyst with Renew Wisconsin. He says a recent study his group did with the environmental group Clean Wisconsin looks at decarbonization of the electric grid. Kell says the conclusion is a huge expansion of clean energy resources will be needed, some of it in other states. We should note that a gigawatt is 1 billion watts of power, the same produced by 3 million solar panels. Here's Kell.
The model is going to choose to import over 9 gigawatts of solar and over 6 gigawatts of wind. It's going to require a lot more transmission. The model found about 3 to 4 times the amount of transmission that Wisconsin currently has will be needed to serve these resources that will be coming from out of state. The model found that this is the most cost-effective approach to achieve a zero carbon future by 2050.
Kell says the study also used a computer model with no expansion of often controversial high-voltage transmission lines and found an even larger growth of renewables would be needed in Wisconsin. The study presumes some of the new electricity supply would go to recharging electric cars as Wisconsin and other states try to reduce carbon emissions from the transportation sector, too. The State Public Service Commission has also been looking ahead with a document done every couple of years called a Strategic Energy Assessment. Commissioner Tyler Huebner says through 2028, the PSC forecast reduced use of coal for energy generation and continued growth in rooftop solar and large solar farms. The projected result, a 58% reduction in carbon emissions from the electric sector in Wisconsin compared to 2005.
You know, which is substantial, in my view.
Huebner says the PSC engineering staff has also been running some models that look ahead as far as 2039. To get to 60% carbon emissions cuts from the electric sector by that time, look for more generation from natural gas, which is a bit cleaner carbon-wise than coal.
You start building more gas, more natural gas, or again, some kind of combustible fuel. Again, this is just to meet the adequacy, not an environmental goal beyond the 60%, not a net zero, but just the adequacy of providing people what they need.
Huebner says to get to 80% carbon cuts by 16 years from now, there would still be some use of natural gas, but more solar and battery storage of renewables.
And a humongous amount of wind. And this is really intuitive. This makes sense, right? Because solar is really challenged in the winter.
But there's also the wild card of continued energy innovation, improvements in technology, and how it's used. Taylor McNair is with the California-based energy consulting firm GridLab. He says recently in Minnesota, when there was transparency with a utility planning document called an IRP, there was a good result.
There was such a robust record, there was such robust intervention that many of our interveners submitted alternative proposals to a retiring coal plant. That retiring coal plant is going to be replaced with a combination of solar and new transmission and battery storage, as opposed to the gas plant that was proposed by the utility.
McNair and the others spoke yesterday in Madison at an annual conference organized by Renew. Several speakers said there will likely be a lot of federal money to help with the transition to cleaner power through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law and Inflation Reduction Act, or, as they're being called, Bill and IRA. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.